Joe Smith time at 7:48 here on the WGCO. Joe, I apologize for running a little bit late there, but
stick Jeremy. I'm glad you did. Our good pal Jeremy Gray kind of deciphering the new implementation of high-tech at its best.
Wow, and that's just, again, we're going to jump way in front of the line here.
Oh yeah.
It's not even going to be close. And with the backing of a man who has proven his mettle in the world of technology,
that's
a pretty good partner to have.
I mean, I was like you. I'm in the same boat. It was way over my head as well, so that helped a lot. And it'll be further enhanced next week when we bring in Fred Glass to, further discuss things and take us through the early part of the process, too.
Yeah, and getting Mark Cuban on board with anything is fantastic.
Yeah.
And doing it to this level where you'd be training people for the jobs, again, that Jeremy mentioned don't even exist yet. That's awfully, awfully cool stuff. You know what else is cool? Shooting 298 in a big-time event and moving on to the state tournament. Prairie View this year, Joe, is that where everybody's headed? But the Southsiders, great form continues. Tell us about Champions Point yesterday.
Well, here they are now, where they wanted to be this time of year, and that's a return trip to the State Golf Championships opening early next week up in Carmel at Prairie View Golf Club. Dustin Carver's South Panthers, an impressive regional field that they survived Thursday, placing second to top-ranked Center Grove, firing a 298 aggregate over the tough Champions Point layout down in Henryville, paced by sophomore Joe Weiler's 270 as Joe finished atop the medalist leaderboard. Weiler and Mates return next week trying to improve on last year's eighth place finish, and all arrows certainly indicate they'll do just that. Coach Dustin's top four just rock solid yesterday as sophomore Tanner Shapiro carded a 1-over-73, junior Nick Burris a 75, and graduated senior Sam Karcher had an 80. Ben Dawson checked in with an 89. That quintet did yesterday what they've done so well this spring, hit fairways and greens and scored with the putters. The Conference Indiana and sectional champs chased the top-ranked team in the state in Center Grove, who won the regional with a 290, but did what they needed to do, and that's play within themselves, easily outdistancing Floyd Central, who trailed south by 8 shots in third place, shooting 4 south at sub-300 round. Brian Muehlhaus's young North Cougars finished 15th. Edgewood's graduated senior Jonas Carmichael fell 2 shots short of advancing as an individual with a 76. Senior Ian Bailey finished an outstanding career for North with an 81. An asterisk here for Ian, who finished off his 4-year career as the number one Cougar in the history of the sport to play in every event contested throughout his career, and leaves as the number one all-time North golfer in terms of holes played. The state opened, by the way, next Tuesday and continues Wednesday in Carmel for the Panthers at Prairie View Golf Club. Well, Southeastern East Asque has sights set on 3 more wins in search of becoming the first state tennis player in 12 years to go back-to-back as singles champion. Embracing the moment, wearing her Panther purple at Park Tudor one final time this weekend. As she told us earlier in the week on Time Out for Sports when she visited the studios, quarterfinals first for the Western Michigan-bound sensation against Meg Modesto of Chesterton, who's lost only 1 of 22 matches this year. Denise has gone over 2 years since losing last, 26-0 this trip, 8-0 here in the postseason, 48-0 since June of 2013. Inheriting the favorites role again, which she told us Tuesday, is all about capturing the moment, having been there, done that. And she is one of 8 quarterfinalists still alive, 5 unbeaten, including Denise, a quality field at Park Tudor on the biggest stage. Bring it home, Denise. By the way, Bloomington native, we wish the best to Brent Chitty, the Columbus East head coach, the former South Panther, and a varsity assistant at North under Tom McKinney when he was in town. He guides the Indiana Basketball All-Stars in its 2-game weekend set with Kentucky, which starts tonight down in Lexington at Transylvania University. The girls will tip it at 5:30. Boys will follow around 8. Fellows have won 12 straight in the series. That's 6 straight sweeps, 20 of the last 21. And a look ahead next hour to the baseball semi-state. Phil Klusner's South Panthers a win away from playing for a state championship if they can hurdle 4A state runner-up from last spring, the Terre Haute North Patriots, Saturday in Plainfield.
And, Joe, the Reds were on the radio last night, and Michael Lorenzen drove in 2 runs, but he gave up, what, 5?
Gave up 5 earned.
Yep. Cubbies win 6-3 there. Bad news for the Reds yesterday. Zach Cozart's
out. Not getting any better there, bud.
9 months after his injury at first base on Wednesday.
Torn tendon.
Yeah, and a bicep problem. He's got all kinds of things going on there.
Yep.
But he's done, so the Reds won't have to worry about maybe we can fit him back into the lineup, maybe like Devin Mesoraco. Again, they just got to play through it. And Joe, they're only 4 or 5 games out of the second wild card. This is not a sinking ship. This can be turned around. They just need to find some healthy guys.
Well, they got half of the Louisville bats playing in the starting lineup right now, with DeJesus leading off, and now they got Dominguez that they brought up, and Suarez
at shortstop, right?
Who's playing shortstop now. So
got to fill the gaps.
It is what it is, my friend.
It is, and we'll have Reds for you tonight. Or, excuse me, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
7 o'clock, Reds on Sunday Night Baseball, 8 o'clock.
Right.
So we'll cover that then. King James and the what a difference a couple of games make, Joe. As I talked about on Wednesday night in the zone, everybody all excited because we had, after 3 games, you got somebody that's leading. And the narrative was, wow, look at Cleveland, this, that, and the other thing. Well, LeBron James and Dellavedova, they struggled last night.
Well, in 2 quarters, they scored a combined 30 points, and I'm talking about the entire team. And the Warriors, Glass being down, they've been very good at coming back when they trail.
They've never lost 3 in a row, Joe, this season.
Yeah, you mentioned that stat, and here they are, and they unload, 54 in the first half, and jump in front, and they shot the ball better to start off. It wasn't scintillating last night down the stretch, but they got contributions off the bench from Lee. Iguodala was impressive, not only with his offense, 22 points, but his defense, as Steve Kerr, changed things up, went a bit small. And, Cleveland, to me, Glass, I don't know what you think. They look tired, and obviously so did LeBron.
They don't play enough guys. They're going to be tired. You can't play 44 minutes every night and score 80% of the points. It doesn't work that way. All right, great stuff.
Alrighty.
We'll talk baseball coming back at 8:45 is South into the semi-state on Saturday at 3 o'clock at Plainfield. Good stuff as always, buddy.
We'll do it then.
To fancy a better guest, well, you can do so.
Yeah.
And we'll do that. Joe, do you have a guess on... Well, I don't want Joe to win. Joe, you can't win. How are you?
No, I like my pork chop stuff, though.
With pork chops.
Or on the grill,
That's exactly right. You can never have enough pork chops. Homer Simpson was right. He's right.
Always.
Eat the pork chops. Joe checks in live, as he does every Friday morning, and we've got a big, big game on the horizon. Number one, congratulations to South Golf. They're headed to the state championships next Tuesday, rather, at Prairie View in Carmel. They were second down at Champions Point. You'll get us updated with all that, plus North and Edgewood's Jonas Carmichael. Denise Asquey takes to the courts today. We heard about that in hour number one. Best of luck as she opens her quarterfinal. Where are they playing that, Joe? Park Tudor?
Park Tudor.
Seems like they always do. And coming up tomorrow, the Bloomington South baseball team, I'm going to see if I get this right if I'm reading your notes, the first time ever, if they win, will be in the state championship since the early 70s. Is that correct?
Well, as Bloomington South.
As Bloomington South. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. So
Marvin Groh managed and coached the Panthers in 1972 when they won the state. Beat South Adams.
Excellent.
The old Victory Field.
Sure.
On
the historic
16th Street.
Right. Back in your old stomping ground there.
Right.
Well, tell us about the big Conference Indiana matchup in the regular season. It was a barn burner, but tomorrow, Joe's for all the marbles.
Well, it's the biggest game of the year without question. All hands on deck for Phil Klusner's South Baseball Panthers over in Plainfield in Hendricks County. A shot at revenge from a 1-0 defeat back in April to Terre Haute North last year, state runner-up in 4A. Both teams on winning streaks, obviously, this time of year. Panthers have won 5 in a row, including its first regional in 5 years, won last weekend down in Evansville. The Patriots and Panthers with similar records going into this one tomorrow, 19-11. Patriots won the Decatur Central Regional, preceded by the Martinsville Sectional title. When both teams gathered for that Conference Indiana opener back in April, it was a pitcher's duel, only 7 hits combined. Tomorrow's Panthers starter, Cameron Prince, was the tough luck loser in that April walk-off by the Patriots. He threw only 68 pitches that night. He's 5-5 now with a 3.05 ERA and nearly 60 innings of work, and that includes his route-going effort as he beat number 3 Floyd Central last Saturday in that regional semifinal in Evansville. Cole McNeely leads the Panthers in hits, the veteran senior backstop on his way to Hillsdale College. 42 hits, 20 RBI, and a 429 average. He'll stay in the three-hole tomorrow and catch Prince and maybe even Nick Wright if needed. Wright has had a super year himself on the mound, 7-1, 2.41 on the ERA out on the bump. 270, a very modest batting average at the plate when he's called upon to DH. If he doesn't pitch tomorrow in relief, say, of Prince, he'll be in that cleanup spot for Phil Klusner. South is hitting .295 as a team in this winning streak, but have been getting key hits in big spots and getting those knocks from practically everyone in the starting lineup. Sophomore right fielder Tyler Van Pelt has upped his average to .328. Senior second stacker Eli Hughes has been very key with key hits and runs. Senior shortstop Chase Dabb hitting .356. South's top run producer currently with 30. He and McNeely, 40 RBI between them. And senior first sacker Henry Nicewander is no easy out. He's hitting .333. Terre Haute North, though, has been stingy with runs. The staff ERA is under 3 at 2.86 going into tomorrow's 3:05 game. And Phil Klusner, who along with his seniors, Cole McNeely and Chase Dabb, who joined us in studio the other night on Time Out for Sports, all three mentioned the Patriots' stiff offensive attack and punch. Little past 3 at Plainfield, South wins an opportunity to play for its first state title in 43 years, a week from tomorrow at Victory Field in Indianapolis against either Homestead or Penn. Best of luck to the Purple.
And Joe, again, the golfers yesterday did what they needed to do. Didn't take top spot, but that didn't matter. They're still heading to... they were at Champions Point. Now they're heading for a chance at a championship next Tuesday.
Well, they are indeed. They shot a 298 following up on that what they did in the winning the sectional at 294. So, Glass, they've been well put together. A unit, a tough fivesome, the top four golfers, unbelievable scores over that tough Champions Point course yesterday. And sophomore Joe Weiler, he's going to be a junior next year, 270. He won medalist honors, but, you know, here's Tanner Shapiro, who can putt lights out on the greens. He carded a 1 over 73. Nick Burris had a 75, and graduated senior Sam Karcher had an 80. So those four, put together some outstanding scores on a tough course. So that said, yes, they're back. They finished eighth last year. You know, this is Dustin Carver, and he worked his magic. Dustin taking over last year as girls head coach, and we all know what happened last year as Sharice Otter won the individual state championship, and here he is with the fellas now as they will look to, and as I mentioned earlier this morning, all arrows indicate that the Panthers will be improving on that 8-spot finish over this 2-day event next week up in Carmel at Prairie View.
Reds on the radio tomorrow. No day game in Chicago for you today. The Cubbies take game one of the series 6-3. Yesterday, the Reds Louisville affiliates, it's a hybrid team now, Joe.
Yeah, it's the Bat/Reds.
But you got a full guys in the lineup, and there's not a lot of... not a lot of pieces you can fix to this puzzle, but the Reds just have to get healthy. They lose Zach Cozart for the year after tearing some knee ligaments on Wednesday's day game, the win against the Phillies. He's out, so Mr. Suarez will play shortstop for the foreseeable future. Reds need to get some, find some starting pitching to carry him. And the bat's got to get hot. You can't go on the road and have Bruce Frazier and everybody else over the guys that are getting the $25 million. You can't have those guys not swing it. We'll have Reds for you Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 8 p.m. For all that. Did you watch the NBA last night, Joe?
I did indeed.
Golden State Warriors I remember.
Watched a little bit different Golden State approach. They went a little bit smaller with their lineup, and they hit with some regularity right in the first 12 minutes and jumped off to that good lead, which was imperative. But they've done this before. And
only
they
had
did 30. It last,
only had
night.
31 points from Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Now, that would have been a recipe for success if you told me that before the game for Cleveland. But the Cavs, they don't have enough bodies, Joe. They can't continue this pace for 7 games.
Well, I thought it just started the show, don't you think, yesterday? Fatigue.
It didn't hurt.
And a physical fatigue.
It didn't help that LeBron smashed his head against the camera and was bleeding all over the place
either. Help.
They don't play enough guys. They don't get any. There's no help. Shumpert can't make any shots. J.R. Smith can't. Those are the guys they spent a lot of money for. They're not helping. And then You get 28 from you get three consecutive playoff highs from Mozgov, their center, and you're 2-2 in the series. I mean, that's got to make Golden State happy. They haven't played well, Joe, and they're going home a best of three, and they get two of them in the Bay Area.
Well, and two, you talk about quality players that have some experience. Both Lee and Livingston came off the bench for Golden State last night and had 16 points, but they also, you know, did their thing with rebounding and assists.
Same with Iguodala defending James.
Iguodala did a great job, you know, as we mentioned earlier, as Steve Kerr went a little bit smaller with this lineup. And, you know, James... you know, he didn't even take as many shots as he's been taking. I mean, and obviously didn't hit many.
Seven of 22.
But,
not any good. Only 20 points, which is only about 25 points below his average in the series. So maybe it catches up with him. And, again, with the chance to take a 3-1 lead, Joe, that's that effort was strange. Then the Golden State wins by 20-something. I gave up on it at
21.
I gave up at 101-79. I think that was with
103-82 was the final.
I didn't miss too much then. Excellent. Hey, have a great weekend.
All righty.
Best of luck to all the Southsiders involved in everything, and we'll have a huge Monday to get caught up on, so we'll talk to you then.
We'll be there.